Greetings, everybody. We've got some breaking news. There's a video of C-1 Atlas that was allegedly leaked by the Japanese Space Agency. And if it is authentic, it clearly shows it is not a rock. C-1 Atlas has changed direction, slowed down, stopped, sped up to incredible speeds, disappeared, reappeared. It also just formed a massive protective shield around itself. You know, it's joined by several other massive ships and a large fleet on its way to Earth. This was all documented by the James Webb and Atlas telescopes filming moving objects in space headed towards the Earth. So let's show that Atlas telescope with swarms of ships coming in. At what point does the deception of NASA and the controlled narrative called disclosure end? NASA has gone dark during these amazing times. I would imagine they're scrambling, you know, now that the truth is coming out. You know, here's a leaked photo of the Japanese Space Agency. We're moving into exciting times rather than get distracted by what is coming. What about all the ships and alien bases already here? You know, some benevolent, some not, you know, in the process of being, you know, being removed, basically. So TikTok, X, Telegram, Truth Social, all have been posting ships appearing globally, you know, beautiful ships coming in. And not all these ships are CGI, you know, most are being created just to muddy the waters. Any of the CGI AI stuff. They're just throwing a bunch of crap out there to muddy the water. But we are seeing, you know, fleets of ships over the Big Island here in Hawaii, and some are motherships powering up, others coming out of the ocean. A massive C-130 just flew over the house, and who knows what kind of gear they have on it. You know, gray Navy surveillance ships have been parked in the ocean, observed from our farm, you know, which has an ocean view. These have been preceded by black helicopters. You know, these sightings and contacts have been under surveillance at SETI, Washington State, for over 40 years with eyewitness testimony, air traffic controllers, PhD Boeing and Lockheed engineers, even Air Force base commanders have all come forward testifying to the ongoing activity and contacts at SETI. You know, 40 years of pictures and videos of the black helicopters and UFOs appearing in every size, shape, and color. So let's show the black helicopters being shadowed by the ships. Things are really heating up. Rather than wasting money on all these clandestine operations, why not just sit down with a cup of coffee? You know, we've always been open and transparent. You know, we know who's on the ships, their nature, appearance, intentions, cultures, some by name. Pre-knowledge of when and where the ships would appear has been demonstrated redundantly, many times on film, only to be edited out later by the entertainment industry posing as disclosure. They use all these other people are using our footage and claiming it to be their own and then adding their take, trying to demonize it or make it dark and scary. And this needs to come to an end. Many of my lectures at well-known UFO conferences have been deleted. I was saying the same thing then, only with more clarity and evidence now. The evidence is overwhelming and it just keeps happening. It's not something in the past. It's happening now. So try getting any of my lectures from the latest International UFO Congress, of which I was invited, had a standing ovation, the largest run ever, to get the DVDs of the lecture. And then I was then invited again and then uninvited by Alejandro Rojas, And I don't understand what was behind that. Was it me phasing out on stage or the light beings appearing behind me, caught by the audience on their phones, then later deleted from the video? Let's show that picture of me phasing out on stage. Was it being authentic, delivering incredible proof with photos, videos, eyewitnesses? Was that the problem that led to censorship? I was naive in the beginning, thinking that is what the disclosure movement wanted. If you don't believe in the censorship, try buying the CD or get a copy of the lecture. It's a good old boys club. And if you're authentic with impeccable integrity, you're not in it. Old George Carlin saying. So, benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-world visitors is taboo, a real career ender in the controlled narrative within the UFO community. This coming event has nothing to do with the posers, the shills, and the morally and integrally impaired in the UFO community. It's for those who are authentic, those with open minds, loving hearts, and pure intent. Most of your experts have never seen a ship. Know nothing of the occupants or their technology, or their culture for that matter. I was amazed at how many people top in the field of ufology have never seen a ship. When coming to Yosemite and seeing the ships, they were really excited, only to deny the experience later. I can name quite a few in the community that have seen the ships and then won't talk about it. Anyway, they don't teach UFO at universities. In fact, they deny their existence, so their PhDs are irrelevant. And they're not a source of knowledge concerning UFOs or UAPs, the name they want to use to bury the past. See, they want to go back, they want to go to UAPs because then they can start fresh and deny, all the extreme censorship, some with deadly force of the past, And so everyone in the know is getting ready for the big event coming up between November 6th and 7th. And there's going to be a lot of smaller events, sightings and contacts leading up to it. Full-blown contact with the Federation of Worlds is coming. And world leaders have had every opportunity since 1945 to come clean about the benevolent off-world visitors. None other than a few have come forward. In fact, some made an agreement with the negative ETs, commonly known as the Greys, for technology and weaponry, which allowed the abductions for experimentation unknown to the rest of humanity. So why do you think there's been a massive cover-up at times with deadly force? They don't want you to know about the agreement. That agreement is over, and now the benevolent off-worlders, inner-Earth folks, including what we term ultra-terrestrials, multidimensional beings, are going to make themselves known. The benevolent off-world offer made by the Nordics and Pleiadians in 1945 was predicated by having to end our nuclear war programs. They would give us extremely advanced technologies, fearless energy, anti-counter-gravity, and miraculous healing technologies once we agreed. So imagine if we were to accept that offer in 1945, the quantum leap in evolution it would have brought. Just think of all the suppressed Tesla technologies. Why isn't that, why is that not come forward? But anyway, now that offer is on the table again, yet the stipulation is we have to choose universal law universal peace, brother sister love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Ending the threat of nuclear war would also come with accepting the offer. Our nuclear arms can be rendered useless, as demonstrated by their technologies. Yet they'd rather have the people of Earth, do it voluntarily. The benevolent ones do not trespass, only in extreme scenarios. No one wins a nuclear war, and the after effect reverberates throughout the universe, affecting all conscious life. Telepathy crosses dimensions and moves at the speed of thought, instantaneous. Imagine, what a telepathic sensitive race feels when a planet destroys itself. All those tortured souls, their experience, is projected out into the universe. So Mars is an exact excellent example. The end result of technology rising ahead of spirituality. It is littered with artifacts airbrushed out of what is shown to the masses. There are asteroids, the remnants of planets to test, their testimony to other misuses of technology. They blew their planets to smithereens, basically. Contact with the benevolent ones will be the end of tyranny and the beginning of the golden age. This offer will be made to all people, broadcasted in a way that everyone will know about this golden opportunity. They will continue to escalate their appearances both in space and over major cities as a public acclamation operation. Backyard telescopes are going to be able to witness these events. A good pair of night vision goggles or binoculars are all you need. Just most mainly you can just watch it go out at night on a full moon, I mean on a dark moon, with not a lot of light pollution. Find a place where there isn't a whole lot of light pollution, and that's where you want to go. Hang on just a second. As usual, my phone is going nuts. Happens every time. You can't shut my phone off because somebody reactivates it. But anyway, disclosure is coming from the skies. The controlled narrative, supported by the integrity and morally corrupt, will soon be over. You can't claim to be a conspiracy theorist and use NASA and government information to disprove legitimate sightings and contact. It's an oxymoron, basically. So if you still believe in NASA, why are those that died in the shuttle disaster still alive and well? Some kept their same name, working on in high-level jobs. There's pictures of astronauts supposedly on the moon, with their helmets off. With the moon in the background, how can you have be on the moon and have the moon in the background? Anyway, let's show that picture of the astronauts. All right, I would also beg to ask the question, why are flies filmed on the Mars rovers, which have the NASA blue logo filtered to look red? It's NASA blue, folks, it's not red. Whatever camera is filming that event, it has a red filter on it. Is there a desolate place in Canada called Mars where they do their filming? The moon is hollow. It was brought in and placed, in perfect orbit. It's hollow. If not, it could not maintain the orbit due to its weight and would spin off into space. So in ancient history, there was no moon. There was two moons and then back to one moon. So that's all recorded in ancient history. It's been taken over by the negative ETs, then taken back now by the positive ones. So it was a terraforming planet brought here to help terraform the Earth. Let's show that UFO entering, one of the caverns on the moon. All right, it is time for the authentic, those of integrity and morally sound to rise up. Let their voices be heard and their knowledge flow like a river. This is going to be very embarrassing for NASA, the religious, spiritual, and UFO communities. The origin of religion, the real history of Earth, and the fact that we are the remnants of a series of colonies over time will be revealed. In fact, I wrote a book about it, five books exactly. And we've been talking about this since the 80s. So if you add genetic tinkering to the Adam and Eve story, which has been ongoing, you'll have more of the bigger picture. We are a mix of human DNA developing naturally on Earth and DNA from the stars. These ancient ancestors from the stars created the megalithic stone temples and stone calendars left by your ancestors, who had to start over as primitives due to great wars, cataclysms, pole shifts, and other natural disasters. This is all written. It's all on those cuneiform tablets AI is deciphering right now. This is all, it's all fully documented and hidden, so that's all coming out. So some of these structures are being activated, humming with ELF and scalar waves. So there's something major going on with a lot of buried technology that's being reactivated. There's weird hums and movements and things are rising. There's a lot going on out there that nobody has the answer to. Well, you're just given the answer, basically. But the ancient ancestors are returning. They're not a threat unless one chooses to operate outside of universal law. And, they are their own worst enemies. I really hope, like, Bubba and Billy Joe don't grab their guns and go out and start firing on these ships. It's going to not end well. And whether it was a negative or a positive ship, not a good idea. The negative ones are being removed. Anyway, the ones coming now, they're only here to assist humanity and the Earth to get back on the upward spiral of evolution. The days of tyranny are over. Those who wish to continue on this path, the downward spiral of evolution, will be revealed. They will experience an amplification and acceleration of karma. They're not frequency specific to the new vibrations being established on Earth, what some call the planetary liberation and ascension process, which is well underway. The sun is moving toward the climax of its cycle. There has been unprecedented solar activity, CMEs, flares, and solar storms that are geo-effective. I mean, we're in a G2 storm right now. This is a natural cycle that is a prime time for contact due to, the ever-increasing rise in frequencies. One only has to watch the Schumann resonance to know the Earth is rising, expanding, and ascending. The severe weather increase in earthquake and volcanic activity is part of the Earth's expansion and ascension process. Kilauea has just created a split eruption going 1,500 feet into the air, establishing a new record. And there's other massive eruptions and quakes occurring globally. Choosing not to adjust and flow with the ascension process is not an option. So it's time to pay attention to nature because nature is speaking very loudly right now. It's time to release the past, heal the wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences. This includes collective grudges, between nations. This is all going to be healed. We're going to have to eat lighter, drink plenty of fresh, pure water, and build up your immune systems. Take your shoes off, recalibrate, and ground. Get plenty of rest. For there'll be times you'll be rendered dysfunctional as your body adjusts to the new energies. A lot of people go, "What is going on?" And they're checking themselves into hospitals and everything else. And a lot of times it's just your body trying to adjust to the new frequencies. And it's not a fun ticket at times. So anyway, watch the skies with an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And no, you don't have to give up Jesus, Buddha, Babaji, Mary, Kuan Yin, or any other master, saint, or sage, the teachers of universal law. They are part of Earth's history, past attempts to help humanity to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and Earth. They were messengers on high. Their messages have never been about division. And those were distortions of men. So these spiritually and technologically advanced beings carry the same message and adhere to the same principles referred to as earlier as universal law, universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Should write that down and put it on your refrigerator and put it on your mirror and ask yourself, are you aligned with universal law? Are your actions aligned with universal law? Is there going to be a consequence to acting outside of universal law? And you're going to know your future. Anyway, We need to start helping those less fortunate to rise to their highest potential. And you'd have to be a very unevolved soul not to agree with this, or a self-serving narcissist acting at the expense of humanity and the earth. You know, there's a lot of that going on out there. There's a lot of people that are doing everything they can to maintain a very corrupt and unconscious world that we're presently experiencing. And that game is coming to an end. It's not frequency specific to the quantum leap in evolution and frequency. You know, it's not aligned with the destiny of Earth, basically. So no one can stop what is coming. This is the last waltz of the tyrants. Those who have been blessed with abundance need to help those less fortunate. All ill-gotten gain will be lost and returned to those it was taken from. It's called universal law or karma. You know, you're seeing this being acted out in the physical right now, you know, with tyrants and overlords and drug cartels and everything. This is all crashing. You know, it's all coming down on itself. And there's a higher force behind this that is operating, you know, in the unseen. So the great reveal, the amplification and acceleration of karma is well underway, and we're all going to play a game. You know, is God real, and how big is your God? Is it limited to earth? A little old man with a book of deeds and a lightning bolt, a jealous, wrathful God, you know, an image created by man to control the masses? Or is it multidimensional, the all-loving, all-forgiving God, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse? A very inhabited multiverse, as we are soon going to find out. Almost everything we have been socially engineered to believe, the nature of God, the origin of man, the Earth's real history, things that, you know, are a base foundation for who we are, is going to be severely challenged. We're going to have to do our own research, inner work, be flexible to new ideas and truths. The wisdom of the universe is and always has been within. Trust that feeling when you feel something is not right. A man or woman's character is established by their actions. Look past the facades, you know, the wordsmithing, the social engineering often found in officialdom, especially the lamestream media and now social media platforms. Now, with CGI and AI, you can create any scenario and not know the difference as to what is real, you know, what is true. There is a positive and negative side behind all outlets of information. In the days to come, we strongly suggest getting out in nature, meditate, get grounded, and pay less attention to, you know, the media, because, you know, it's a controlled narrative and they're trying to totally dominate it, which, you know, thank God for X and Telegram and Rumble are one of the few places you can actually get some truth. So, anyway, this will help deal with the chaos that comes with ascension, the letting go of the past. And we need to remove the need for love, acceptance, and approval outside of ourselves. We need to make our own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's all the masters taught that, you know, the temple is within, you know, that you have that spark that's waiting to be ignited into the full flame. And always remember, the only reason anyone has any power over you is because you want something from them. You know, they've created dependencies to enslave you that aren't necessary. You know, become sovereign on every level. Be authentic. That is when you step into your real power. There are times when the answer is all the above, A, B, C, and D, with a gray area in between. So be flexible. You know, it may not just be one thing happening, it might be multiple things. You know, take the Twin Towers, for instance. You know, quite a few events happened there. It wasn't just one thing. So, anyway, again, be flexible. Truth does not need defending, it stands on its own merit. You know, a lot of truths with no merit are going to fall, especially the misnomer that we were ever alone in the multiverse. But anyway, I don't have a lot more for you other than, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. And, you know, there's a lot of events going on. And before you choose sides, do your research. Do your research into the past, the history, the history of events, and before you jump behind people, because not everything is what you think it is. And there is, a very organized tyrannical force on the planet that is being dismantled as we speak. And you're going to see who's serving the satanic Luciferian side of things and who is serving, God, Creator, and Great Spirit. It's all going to be revealed. And all you got to do is take universal law and apply it to each situation. And you'll find those who are operating outside of universal law. And really, folks, that's all it boils down to. It really boils down to you're either operating, from universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. You're either in service to humanity, Earth, or you're not. It's not rocket science. There's a lot of self-serving narcissists out there that are really running amok and making a mess of things, and they need to be reeled in, and that is going to be reeled in by higher forces. So, Winnie, on that note, I'm going to sign off, and we've got a few clips for you to watch, and have a great evening, and really get out in nature, or if you can't get out in nature, find a space to meditate on a daily basis, at least 20 minutes a day. That's all it takes. And you can start doing mantras like I've always been whole and healthy, or you can say, oh, cosmic birther, father, mother, God, and rejuvenate and renew this body, every organ, every atom, every cell, every muscle, every tissue. There's a lot of things you can do to help get yourself through, and there's a lot of help that's waiting, and we have to initiate that help. They're not going to trespass, so we need to ask for it. So, and while you're doing that, you might as well go out at night, on a dark moon and a clear skies, and just say, I want to know, is there anybody out there? Are there benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders that are coming to help, that are here to help? If so, I want to experience them and see what happens. You're going to be shocked. You're going to see some things, some big flashes in the sky, things zipping back and forth, making turns, doing everything imaginable right now in space. And these aren't satellites. Satellites don't stop, change directions, make arcing bends, flash. The most of the ones that did flash are gone. Those are the old, forget the name of them. There's a satellite group that was up there that would roll and flash every once in a while. But these aren't satellites. So anyway, also to remember during from mid, I'd say late night on, midnight on, everything above you is in the Earth's shadow. And if you're seeing lights moving around up there, they're self-illuminated. Satellites are not self-illuminated. They only reflect light. So if you're seeing all these self-illuminated objects late at night or in the wee hours of the morning, it's a good chance these are not satellites. So anyway, do your homework, do your research on this, and get yourself a good pair of night vision goggles. And military ones are probably the best. And go out and watch the skies. Your mind's going to be blown. On that note, again, have a great evening. Just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And be a blessing to life. That's what they're looking for. So anyway, have a great evening and good night. We're entering exciting times. So again, buckle up. It's going to get very interesting.
Thank you.
Here's a surveillance plane that's been circling the house constantly. Nobody knows what this is or why it's here. Let me know. Yeah. Here's the usual guy.
Oh, you see it?
Wow. Now we got, where's the white guy? Can you get it? I can't get him. Oh, yeah.
Is that actual jet stream or are they?
Huh. I don't know if I'm getting it or not, because I can't see.
I can't see either. I have a glare I can't see.
Yeah, at least I had a hard time filming it. And then she was was like, oh, there it is.
Maybe it isn't really there. It's a hologram. Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. Oh my God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Here's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, this is going due south. Over the ocean view. It's coming down over ocean view.
these two. I know which one to get. There's a Ryan's belt. There's a lot of activity going through Ryan's belt all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting there above the trees. It's going against the star pattern. It should be going down, but it's rising up.
It's so low, it's on the horizon down there. It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean.
See that one?
The other one, here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one, one going that direction.
Oh, another one there.
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here, you see that? And
wait,
then
wait,
these
wait.
Two here.
Wait.
Here.
Shit.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah. There's a speedy run. Look at that guy. That guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Are those satellites?
No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there was like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an oar around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, there's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier, see if you can do it again. Big power up. Aha, oh, thank you.
It's not flashing.
No,
that's huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. There's no strobe on it, no running lights.
Oh, wow.
It's going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean. Here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. Right, there it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy. I don't know what's going on here. It's one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy. Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. I felt them there all the time in the same spot. There's something wrong out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in. Weird ship, it's like going in and out, it's phasing out and then coming back. Now you can't even see it. Dude, it's weird. It's weird. The thing just keeps showing up. The ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees. That represents. That's the look. That's my time to talk. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.